This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, October 3rd. God's word for you today is In God Alone. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 1, verse 10. And it says, if we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. Everyone born of a woman is born a sinner, but when you come to Christ, your sin is forgiven. Once and for all, God saves you from the penalty of sin. God also saves you from the power of sin. While it is once and for all, it is on the level you are in. When I was in primary school, for instance, when I look at the quadratic equation my seniors are tackling, it used to scare me. But when I passed that level, I had power over 1 plus 1. When I passed the level of multiplication and division, I had power over it and was looking to conquer other forms of manipulation of numbers. You need to get this because it is so fundamental. Thirdly, God delivers you from the pollution of sin daily. Regardless of the level you are in, the blood of Jesus, the Son, cleanses you present continuous from all sin. Very often, people want to know what will happen if a Christian dies. Will he or she go to heaven or hell? I believe the person will go to heaven because the question in heaven is not how good he or she is. The question in heaven is how good Christ is, and are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you put your faith in Christ Jesus? Is this not a license for sin? Not at all. Rather than it being a license for sin, it is actually freedom from sin. Let me explain. When someone comes into Christ, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and we have the fellowship with the Father of light. When you have fellowship with someone, what happens? The person rubs off on you. That is why over time, you see spouses begin to look alike after some years in marriage. Even for the ones who do not look alike physically, behaviorally, they are very alike. Similarly, when we have fellowship with God, we become partakers of his divine nature. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, please read. God's divine nature is holiness. An ancient saying states that if the leaf stays with the soap long enough, it becomes soapy. Becoming partakers of God's divine nature means that we become partakers of his holiness, and that is actually when we can have freedom from sin and we can begin to behave like God. So it is a misnomer for you to say you know God and have intimacy with him, but you hate people, you do not forgive easily, you are still stealing from your office, and the list goes on. But you say you have fellowship with God, it does not add up. However, if you confess that you are saved, but you are reading with guilt and trying to fulfill the law in your own strength, you will discover that you can never attain God's holiness. It is like asking for the end, but you do not want to go through the process. What is the process? Come to Christ as you are, but he will not leave you the way you are. God's holiness can only flow from him. When we become partakers of his divine nature, it flows through us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for delivering me from the penalty, the power, and the pollution of sin. I ask for the grace to remain in constant fellowship with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.